the real impetus that got me sort of thinking that I wanted to do something was that one of the other public radio stations, you probably know who they are, had a show on where they were talking about voter suppression and issues like that. And they gave this Republican senator from North Carolina the last word, which was that that voter fraud was a real problem. And I've been following the news for a while. I just know that's wrong. And I just could not believe that a public radio station would let that be the last word on the thing. And it was just so amazing that, you know, I got in touch with them and I got in touch with NPR, and nobody would take any responsibility for it or address my concerns at all. And I just decided there was a real need for somebody to sort of call out the media, among other things.
Michael, could you describe what the website is about? Now, the URL is truenewshere.com, but if you were to describe it to our listeners now, what would you say?
Well, I think the website is about having a forum where we can put news articles that seem topical and that seem, well, they seem obvious to me, but I think that there is a problem in this country with people hearing information and simply taking it as the truth. We wanted to create a website where people could go and see real information. I know there's a lot of this fake news going on, and it's really a dangerous thing. And so the website is simply a forum for people to make comments, to read information that we have vetted as true.
So it, in many ways, it's an aggregator. So you're getting news articles from other websites that you have vetted, as you said, and you have a...
That's what it is. That's what it is so far. We expect it to be an evolving thing. As a congregation of news articles, yes, that's what it is primarily now. We want to invite people to make comments. We want to invite people to actually write articles. So far, it's more a congregation of already expressed news articles that we think are pertinent and true.
And so where are you finding the news that you're sharing, say, through the website? Because as we're saying right now, it's an aggregator, although you are hoping to have some original content in the future.
Well, I think some of our favorites, Huffington Post is good, Vox.com is really good.
Right, Vanity Fair.
They've been good recently.
I'm a curator of Apple News, and Apple News is a great news organization. They basically curate articles. They do the same thing that we're doing. I'm cherry-picking articles from them. I watch and read a lot of news, and I know that it's kind of self-directed. I tend toward liberal causes, toward progressive causes. It just feels like someone's got to alert the working class of this country, the middle class, what's left of the middle class of this country, that they're choosing to go down a road that is not something that is going to be turn out well for them.
So what makes your website different? Because you mentioned a few websites already that you're getting information from. And so how can you add to the conversation by creating a website, given that there's so much content out there online? A lot of people are a bit overwhelmed.
What are we bringing that's different?
Yes.
That's right. Well, you know, I actually think that that Trump is more of a distraction than anything else. He's helpful to the left wing, I think, because he's energized the resistance in a way that I haven't seen since the 60s. But he's more or less a distraction, and these other news organizations, you know, we have an advantage being a nonprofit over them, I think. I think a real difference is the point of view that we bring to it. Sort of keeping our eye on the ball of what Michael was talking about a moment ago, for example, of what's wrong and what, you know, what a healthier direction might be.
Now, it's early days. You've just launched about 6 months ago, which is pretty young for a website. But what are your hopes for this? Where would you ultimately like to see it going?
Well, where the website is going, to me, that's not as important. I am not website centric about this thing. I know that we have slightly different points of views about this, but I think to start any grassroots organization, I want to try to reach the 10 or 15% of the population who I think are reasonable people, who really are not news up to date. They tend to believe what they hear on Fox News, and I think that there are some reasonable people in the middle of this country that can help swing the direction of the country. I think we need a course correction. And it's my feeling that I want to reach those 10% of the people in the middle of the electorate who did vote for Trump. You asked earlier, was Donald Trump's election the impetus for this website? Howard has a big picture view of it, which I understand. For me personally, that election was the impetus for this. I wouldn't be doing it otherwise. It's a combination. I am both angry and sad at the same time over what's going on. And I just want to do anything I can to get people to start a grassroots organization to bring this country into the 21st century socially as well as politically. We're losing ground right now, and I owe the country to try to do something to change it.
And another big picture idea that I have in mind, sort of thread throughout, is that, my background is as an engineer, and so I'm able to pretty easily just do a lot of research, read a lot of books, and I kind of see that the Democratic Party not only has lost its way as far as appealing to the working man, which was the sort of heritage, really, of much of the Democratic Party, but also the Democrats seem to think that facts are enough, and they're not. Charisma is really important, and I want to point that out. I want to work. I want to grow to the point where we can work with candidates, and help candidates who agree with our point of view get elected.
Howard Rubin and Michael Metanke, thank you so much. The website is truenewshere.com. We'll link to that from kgnu.org.